Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Bet, Mishnah Het. Here we'll talk about a wooden container that's a storage bin. We say it is subject to Tum'ah because it's a wooden utensil that has a container with it. In this case, it has a Elyon. It has a upper part. It has a cover that could be used as a container also. Here we'll talk about how that relationship between the cover and the container itself affects the halakha. Mishnah says, Shida shenital ha'elyon, a bin that had the cover removed from it, teme'ah mipnei tahton, could still become tameh because of the lower part. It's a container even without its cover, so therefore, it still could become tameh. Nital ha'tahton, teme'ah mipnei ha'elyon, if the floor of the bin was removed, so now it only has the four walls and then the cover that's on top, teme'ah mipnei ha'elyon, it still could become tameh because of the upper part. The bin could still hold things when its cover is still there, so therefore it's subject to tum'ah. Nital ha'elyon ve'atahton, Rabbi Yehuda metameh mipnei hadapin. If the upper and lower parts were removed, so now you just have a four-walled box with no top and no bottom, Rabbi Yehuda says it's tameh because a person could turn the bin on its side and place things on the walls as if it were a table. In other words, I can now take the bin, which has no top and bottom, and I flip it on its side a little bit, and it's no longer a container, but now it could become like a table. Just like we mentioned earlier, a table could become tameh. This box could function as a table, and therefore could become tameh. But hachamim say no, the bin was never intended to serve as a table, and therefore it is pure going forward. Once the main purpose of the utensil is disabled, even though it may have a secondary use, like a table, that would not say that it could become tameh. So in this case, the bin could technically be used as a table. We still say it cannot become tameh because the main and primary use was to be a container. Yeshiva tasatat tameh midras. A stone cutter would sometimes put a cushion to sit upon when he would carve stones in order to give him a little bit of a comfortable occupation. So the cushion that he uses can become tameh through tum'at midras, even though it's not resting on stone, which is not subject to any tum'ah, it can become tameh because it serves as a seat. So that's what we say about the cushion of a stone cutter.